This meeting is now being recorded.
I'm Lynn, how are you?
Hello, Abdulmonem. Thank you very much. Yourself?
Fine, thank you.
Good to hear that.
Hi all. So I think we should probably get going. So thank you all for joining this call today. We sent out a summary of our last call, just to remind ourselves where we are at. As you all probably remember from last call, for those who were there, we are actually faced with a decision which I guess we need to make for the second level And the context basically is that, even though we are talking about language level analysis and language level LGRs, the question is whether variants should be defined at language level or the variants should be defined at script level. The argument for language level has been that as our LGRs are language level, therefore the variants should also be language level. However, the argument for script level is that even though we are defining language level LGRs, the labels which will be generated can actually be used or read by can be used by anybody who can read the script. So even though the generation process is limited to the language LGR, the usability or the use side of that is actually not constrained by language community, but is actually overall used by the script community. So we need to make sure that the labels which are generated serve the script community in addition to the language community. So I'll stop here. If you've had a chance to think about this, it would be good to get your opinions on what you think is a good way forward. Obviously, I think one of the primary concerns in label generation process is always the security and stability aspects of this work. So we do need to keep that in mind as well. So I'll stop here and maybe give an opportunity to all of you to comment in this context.
Yes, hello, this is Abdeslam. I just add a word on the how a principle principles for variance be applied for the second level LGR. In my opinion, since we are starting working as subgroups on languages, it is maybe interesting to elaborate on principles for at the language base, at the language basis, and then when we collect all the language tables, we can go forward and gather all the languages, the language WLEs, plus identify the interconnection with the languages. Above this, add script level, whole level evaluation rules. Yes, this is what I think could be achievable right now from working on, Urdu language table, Arabic language table, etc. And I think this is what we discussed earlier in Marrakesh and earlier on the phone also. Yeah.
I support what Abdeslam said.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Abdul Monam said he agrees with Abdeslam, right?
Yes, and
so
solution. Yes, this is
just to reiterate.
Go ahead,
Abdul Manan.
Yeah, this is a solution to keep track of the language variants and the script variants. Thank you.
Okay, so just to reiterate, Abdul Salam, and I just want to clarify a couple of things. Basically, what you said is that when we are doing language tables, we should do language level analysis. And when we eventually combine these language tables, we can look at the script level analysis. So you are basically saying that for language tables themselves, because I think one of the things we want to do is, in addition to eventually integrating all the LGRs together to create a script level LGR, we also want to separately release the language level LGRs. So each language level LGR will be separately, could be separately used independently of the script level LGR. So the question is that for the language level LGRs, separately from the script level LGR, you are suggesting that we only keep the language level variants. Could you confirm if that is what your suggestion is?
Yes, Samad, I confirm this is my suggestion. In addition to this, we will have variants at the language level, and some of these variants will, intersect with other variants from other languages, And this is, at this level, we have to decide which kind of variants to define at the script level. I mean, if a variant is shared by more than one language, then this is a script variant level, the script at the variant code point at the script level. Otherwise, if it is confined within the language, there is no need to, to share knowledge with other languages within the script.
Okay. So one of the things which I raised earlier was the, I guess, security, stability issues related with this particular solution. So the question is, as I said earlier, that even though, and this was, I think, raised by Nika last time, that even though on the generation side, of course, this will possibly create, variants which are relevant for the language community. But when they are used, the labels are used. So if we are, for example, talking about 643 and 6AA, which are the two CAFs, one, and somebody in Sindhi is generating labels, they will generate two separate labels, because in Sindhi those two CAFs are separate letters. However, when somebody who is looking at these labels and who is not perhaps a Sindhi speaker may consider these labels as variants, while if we do not make them variants in Sindhi language, they will be actually assigned to different people. And that can potentially cause phishing issue. Obviously, one can argue that it's a language-based. One assumes that the table will be used specifically by the language-based community. However, I guess the question is that that cannot be guaranteed. Label actually can be used by anybody. So So then how do we address that security stability issue if we make variants only at language level? Or is that something we should just ignore? Thank you. So it's good to get your comments on that. And this also brings in, I think, Mikal's comment last time that perhaps we need to define a core set of code points which are generally considered variants at script level for all languages, for many languages, and maybe those core set of variants are applicable to all language communities, even at language level analysis. Whereas if things are quote unquote non-core, they can, they can be made non-variants within a language if the language uses those code points separately. In any case, is that one way to address this security challenge? As I said earlier, do we want to just limit ourselves to language level analysis and ignore this possibility? Anybody want to comment?
This is Mecca. I had a bit of trouble understanding exactly what you were getting at now before making reference to my email. But in any case, I stand to what I said in the email, and I'm ready to explain if there were any further clarities, because I just wrote it up ad hoc. But basically, it is as you summarized just now. Thanks.
Right, so we are basically revisiting the question whether for language level analysis, we need to have only language level variants, or we need to have script level variants. And this is applicable to points 3, which are on the screen here. So basically, we had started discussing this last time, and last time we had, generally said that we do want to keep a language level analysis, but that discussion did not close. We said that we'll continue to discuss this, you also, Mikal, written an email to that effect, trying to explain why a different middle level analysis may be useful, something between language and script, which sort of divides a core versus non-core to address the security issues. And I think what we're discussing here is that now we have three levels of analysis we can do. We can do a language-based variants, core letter-based variants, and script-level variants. And how should we conclude this going forward? And so far, Abdul Salam and Abdul Monam said that we keep the language-based analysis. I guess we have Mikal who's just said that really need to do at least the code-level analysis. And we're still getting everybody's opinion, and we need to eventually conclude this discussion to decide where we stand. So those who have not responded yet, Nabil, Ziad, do you guys have an opinion on this at all? Or, of course, anybody else who wants to come in?
I think to make analysis within language and make interconnection with other language, like said Abdul Salam.
Okay, thank you, Ziad. The challenge is then, does that cause a security issue? You know, that's one problem. Because even though we're doing analysis at language level, we're really not, you know, labels are not about languages. Labels are about the domain name system. Eventually it is up to us to make sure that the domain name system remains secure and stable. So, you know, I think that's something I do want to emphasize, that even though we are doing language level analysis, it does not mean we are actually trying to model languages here. We are actually trying to model label generation system for a DNS, for the DNS.
I don't understand the latter point you just made.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is that we really need to look at it from a label system. As I said earlier, that labels are used by the people, you know, by a larger set of people than those restricted to the language native. And we need to make sure that, the label generation system remains constrained enough that the people who are using the label generation system, the DNS label system, remain, that use of the labels remains secure and stable.
So that means
even if that means that
core or script level consideration,
yes,
not just language.
Right. So I would. Yes, I guess if it is left to me, I would go for the more conservative approach. And that's normally what is recommended by RFC 6912 as well, that we really need to take a look at it conservatively. The idea of conservatism is that one can make it more liberal later on, but if one makes things very liberal earlier on, and already issues labels out, then it is not possible to retrench it and make it more conservative later. So you can always go from conservative to more liberal, but you can never go from liberal to more conservative. And so even though eventually we may want to do a language level analysis, it's better to start at a more conservative point and gain that experience and then slowly make it less conservative rather than the other way around.
Do you think the core versus non-core approach would be a suitable solution?
That is certainly more conservative. Core is certainly more conservative than language. So yes, I think that is certainly a good compromise between security, script level versus language level for security purposes. But I think first we all need to be convinced that that's really the right level of analysis we need to do. So I generally would be with the more conservative approach, of course. Again, this follows RFC 6912. Yes. and RFC 6912 also applies to second level, not just root level.
Yeah, this is Abdeslam. Hello?
Yes, please.
Do you hear me? Yeah. My opinion is that we have to define what security issues, because talking about just security in general is a bit cannot be understandable by all people. So just a matter of using separate different keyboards to touch the same level, like different caps, for example, or there are other issues. And the second point is that, as far as I can see, at the language level, there is less security issues, at the language level than at the script level. So mainly all security issues could be concentrated at the script level. Yeah. That's all.
Thank you, Abdusalam. I guess the argument which was being made was that even though a smaller community will be using the language-based LGR generate the labels, that label can actually go globally to anybody for using it. For example, even if I use a domain name in Urdu language, there is no reason to believe that I am going to constrain that domain name only to email people in Pakistan. You know, I can use that domain name to email you or other people who are non-Urdu speakers. They are Arabic speakers, for example, or Persian speakers or speakers of any other language using Arabic script. So the use of domain names is not constricted to the language community, even though the generation of the language names may be, labels may be. And therefore we need to be a little more conservative. Otherwise, if I am, if I intend to misuse the system, I can go to a language-based LGR and get a label in Urdu language which I know will be able, which I can use to fish, for example, non-Arabic speakers get advantage of it. You know, it's not going to be as larger pool as potentially script level users, LGRs for script level users, but still I think there is a small or maybe a reasonable possibility that some phishing in this context can still happen. And as I said,
sorry, Salman.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Sorry, Salman, just, this is Nabil, just to, this is really important what you are saying right now. I'd like just to ask you how you define phishing in this context, so that we can use the same methodology. Phishing in different contexts can have different meaning. So I'd like to remind us about the definition that you use of phishing in our context. Thank you.
Right. So when I say, let's say we have a, we write bank in Arabic. So you'll have be, ye, noon, kaf, or something like that, right? Or be, noon, kaf, depending on how you spell bank. And you can either use kaf as 643, or you can, for example, use kaf as 6AA. So when a Sindhi speaker uses or you can actually also use the Persian cuff, right? So in Sindhi, so I'm going to write these two strings here, just hold on. I'm going to type these up and share that in the chat box. Just give me a second. Okay, so that's, if you can read it, that's one way to write bank. Another way to write bank would be something like that. Let me, that didn't come out right, did it? Let's see. But in any case, you can probably, and then of course there is a, no. So I'm talking about 6AA. Let's see. I'm just trying to copy this.
Dr. Sarmat, the first example is with 6AA, no?
Yeah, the so the calf came before Benun, I guess.
The first example, title.
Yeah, so I think let me try here again. It's not coming out right in the chat box. Let me see. So it's not unfortunately coming out properly. But let me try it one more time.
I get it anyhow.
Yeah. So this is what I want to type. It's still not joining, unfortunately. You can see that bank can be written in three ways. If you look at the first one, which is Benun Kaf, which is the Persian Kaf, and then if you look at the last one, which if you joins, it will look like the first one, but with a different calf, Benun calf, but with a 6AA calf. Those two are different strings in Sindhi. But if a Urdu reader looks at bank, they would consider these to be the same, these to be same strings, or even for Urdu person, if these two are not declared variants, somebody can register the Urdu or bank with the, you know, if actually bank is written in Sindhi with the swashkar 6AA, then somebody can go and register bank with the Persian Kaf and create an alternate label, which actually this person can use to confuse people in Urdu language. The question, you know, is will Urdu language people ever be using these labels which are created by Sindhi language LGR? And what I'm saying is that there is a possibility, and to therefore contain that risk, we should still have script level LGRs, or at least define some core set of letters which are familiar across many languages. I guess that's what Mikal was saying, and at least include those variants inside each language to make sure that phishing issues for non-language speakers or other language speakers are contained. And what I was saying was that since this is something we are doing now with I guess less amount of experience, what we can do is we can do a more conservative analysis, but again this is something which is still something we need to decide. And we are still sort of in the middle of two levels at least. Nabil, do you understand the, I guess, what we are calling as potential phishing issue, and what would you, you know, how would
yes.
you...
Yes. Yes, I can understand what you have just explained. Just I'm just thinking about the solutions that we can implement so that we can at least decrease the risk of phishing.
Right. So if this possibility exists, then we should address it. I guess the question is this phishing scenario a real possibility or not? You know, what I'm saying is that this is a potential possibility, and therefore we should look into reducing it.
I think it is a potential scenario, and we should consider it.
So RFC 6912, as I said, asks us to be conservative in our approach. What I am suggesting is that declaring these as variants rather than possibly independent code points in Sindhi 6AA and the Farsi Ka is the more conservative approach. Not because Sindhi considers them separate, but because even though Sindhi considers them separate, some of the other languages consider them confusable. So even though we compromise the language level analysis a bit, that is necessary to keep the DNS system secure. And that is sort of, you know, if you remember, that's what I was saying earlier, that, you know, even though we are doing language level analysis, we are really not trying to model a language here. We are trying to model a label generation system here for the DNS. And therefore, we really need to work around that rather than trying to make sure that the complete expression of language is possible. So we've clearly got at least two or possibly three options. So how do we proceed with this? If we think that we still need to, I guess, come back to it, and this is something we can't decide now. One possibility is that we just go through next other principles which we have, probably we will have to answer the same question, I guess, in each of those cases. So this seems to be a fundamental, I guess, decision we need to make. Because I was looking at the next principle, which is on dot orientation. And dot orientation is similar that, you know, even within a language, you can have two letters which are different just because of dot orientation. But those could actually be confusable to people who are probably looking at the label but not speakers of that language, but speakers of another language using the same script, Arabic script, and they may find that confusable. So it's basically the same kind of argument which will go through all these principles. So we really, really do need to decide, you know, where we want to pitch our, which level we want to pitch our analysis. You know, it is language level analysis seems a bit liberal, security wise.
Ms. Mecca, given the lack of responses right now and the lack of attendance, obviously, which we must take into consideration, it's my impression that the group hasn't made up its opinion as of yet. So maybe that would be a prime candidate for a question we could discuss at a face-to-face meeting, because I'm not seeing any decision being made right now.
Sure. Okay.
Clarification that this concerns the next subgroup of UA universal acceptance subgroup, and it is just an issue to find a time frame which all everybody is available. I cannot lead the session, so I don't know, Sarmad, if you are available, if there will be somebody on the call at
So there is a call right after this for the UA subgroup, I intend to be there. I'm not really sure who else would come. Yes, we'll find out, but that call is right after this. I'll be there, and let's see who else joins.
Yeah, I see that Fahd was right in choosing the time frame, that based on the number of attendees of this time slot, that for me I could not be available at the time.
So let's see then who will join, and maybe we can have a discussion, and we'll if there are people. The only challenge is that Eid is right around the corner, so many of the people are just not available. So let's see if we have that call. Otherwise, we'll just reschedule after Eid, and we'll make sure that we, I guess, choose a time slot when you are available.
I think we can alternatively use this time slot, because it arranges me. This is a biweekly, and the next week we can plan for the UA subgroup, and the next after the week after.
Next week would be probably around, well, we'll be back from Eid by then, I guess, so we can try that.
Yes.
All right. So let's do that. In any case, coming back to this, so we don't have a resolution of this, and as Mikal said, we can take this to our face-to-face meeting. That's certainly a good point to discuss. So let's then move on and see whether we can look at any of the other variant issues which may still be applicable, which we may still be able to discuss without addressing this particular problem which we need to solve. And as I said, the next one is on bot orientation, and I think the same issue is still relevant. The Western Arabic Orthography Convention, again, probably is the issue is relevant for that particular variant. The last one, that variant sets are symmetric and transitive, I think is generally true. So we can probably, would you all agree to that? In that case, at least we can say number 6 is correct. I think that just generally follows from the variants. So anybody have an opinion on number 6? Otherwise, else we just accept that and at least get that out of the way. It says variants are symmetric and transitive.
Looks good.
So number 6 is generally okay, right? If somebody...
Yes, it's okay.
So we at least get that, okay that, and move, get that out of the way. Um, Then there was some additional text which said, in addition to that, task force agreed upon following principles for variant types. By default, all code point variants pairs will be blocked. I think that's probably agreeable to everybody. That's a conservative approach. And then the type of any pair of code points which is interchangeably used within a community is allocatable. So I guess we changed that to perhaps interchangeably used within, again, this is the same question, whether we change that to a script community or within the script community or within the language community. So this is something we'll probably have to come back to. Or do we make this, this actually, since we're talking about allocatable, we may say that if it is interchangeable within the specific language community, then it becomes allocatable. So for making things allocatable within the language LGR, those two code points must be interchangeably used by that language community. Otherwise, they're blocked. So for example, if we have the two CAFs, 6AA and 643, they are generally not interchangeably used by Sindhi language community. So there will be blocked variants of each other in Sindhi rather than allocatable variants of in Sindhi. If we consider them variants in Sindhi. Because they are considered two different spellings. And, you know, getting one doesn't necessarily give you the other one. If they are interchangeable, then obviously you would be allowed to have both spellings. So CAF and CAF, the two CAFs, 6A and 6, you know, the Persian CAF, they're interchangeable in Sindhi. They are different letters. So do you understand that point? So within a language, if something is interchangeable, that is allocatable. So for point B, I guess the conservative approach would be to keep it language-based rather than script-based. Script-based would be more liberal because we are making these things allocatable, not blocked. So that's at least a suggestion on the table for all of us to think. The part C is the type of any set of code points which are visually identical or similar, which are actively used by two different communities, is allocatable. So in this particular case, we're talking of things across languages at a script level. So do we want to do a script level analysis for language level tables? So I think some of these things are also applicable to the solution which has been presented by the Arabic language working group. Some of these are relevant points. There were some additional considerations which were raised by Raed. There's some following text which says that variants should be studied in three categories: variants within a language, variants across scripts, as it is important for later integration. So maybe it means a variance across script and not scripts. Study variance for international reachability. I guess Rai's not here. We do have a couple of people here from the Arabic language working group. One possibility is that I guess we are actually on time here. So maybe we continue discussing this. We at some point need the Arabic language working group to explain their motivation. And then we need to actually come bring a closure to this discussion on how we want to deal with the variants in a consistent way. And obviously, I think that needs to be done so that it can be consistently applied to all the working groups who are working on different languages. We're not going to be able to conclude this today again. I think it's useful for us to think about this while we come back, come back for our next meeting. I'm just looking at the schedule. And our next meeting is on 21st. I don't see that we will be able to come and discuss this on 21st, because what I would suggest is that we formalize the agenda for our face-to-face meeting first on 21st, and then take up anything else. What I will do is I'll circulate the, start developing an initial template for the agenda, and then we can all start filling it in, and we can start doing that over email over next 2 weeks, and then try to close that agenda on 21st in our next face-to-face meeting. Sorry, next conference call. Go into the face-to-face meeting. In any case, please do think about these things for our face-to-face discussion, and we'll take this up at that time. So let me close the call. Any last comments by anybody before we close? Okay, so if there are no more comments, thank you for joining the call. We will obviously take this up in our face-to-face meeting in Turkey. Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.